Concours Agricom 2008, épreuve orale de langue anglaise. Texte numéro 11. Past writes. History is more or less bunk, declared Henry Ford in 1916. The company that bears his name is not so dismissive of the past. Ford's website has a prominent heritage section captioned Automotive History Begins Here. Visitors can also call up a splashy site created to celebrate the carmaker's centenary in 2003. Ford is not alone in seeking to capitalise on its history. Bruce Weindruck, founder of the History Factory, a heritage management firm that helps companies to document and exploit their past, says that his firm is growing by 30 to 40% annually. Some companies are more creative in their use of history than others. HSBC's History Wall, a striking art installation at the bank's London headquarters, is made up of 3,743 images drawn from the bank's archives and arranged in chronological order. Wells Fargo, a bank founded in 1852, plays heavily on its role in the development of the American West. It runs 9 free museums that tell the story of its expansion and has a fleet of 21 reproduction stagecoaches that appear in some 900 parades and community events every year. Even these activities are dwarfed by those of 2 other American classics, Coca-Cola and Harley-Davidson. In May, Coca-Cola opened a new corporate museum in Atlanta, Georgia, that is expected to pull in more than 1 million visitors annually, paying up to $15 each. Attractions include the first Coke cans to go into space, a functioning bottling line, and a tasting lounge. Harley-Davidson is due to open a $75 million museum in its hometown of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in 2008. Exhibits include Elvis Presley's motorcycle and a 13-foot-long bike known as King Kong. The firm is expecting 350,000 visitors a year. The benefits of knowing your corporate history can be very practical. Disney constantly mines its archives of old films, observes Christopher McKenna of Said Business School. Car makers have overhauled old designs for the modern era. Volkswagen's new Beetle and the new Fiat 500 are obvious examples. Stacy Schiesel, director of the Harley-Davidson Museum, says designers use the company's collection of historic bikes as inspiration for new products. But the bigger payoff tends to be less tangible, that of forging stronger bonds with customers and employees. Age can by itself confer a sense of trustworthiness. Brewers and bankers are fond of flaunting deep roots. Jim Gilmore, co-author of Authenticity, a forthcoming book, argues that history is also vital in giving companies a genuine sense of personality. Pliable though this sort of history must seem to purists, companies still cannot dodge difficult episodes in their pasts. Transparency is a must. Union Carbide, a chemicals firm, has a link to information on the deadly Bhopal gas leak in India on its homepage, for example. Fin du texte numéro 11.